Podcast. Mike's Daily Podcast.
You know, there's this thing in the human language called English that we call Thursday, and that's what today is. And I love Thursdays, the fact that when you wake up, you're going, oh, Friday is tomorrow. And I really need a Friday right about now. It's called waking up early every day, and you probably do it, or maybe you don't. There was a time in my life,
Mike's Daily Podcast,
where I got up late every day. I was unemployed, and I think I kind of like the
Mike's Daily Podcast
getting up early thing, because you get things done that other people don't because they're still asleep. And my point is, this is episode 1673, and I hope you enjoy listening to me. I had a beer with my friend Kevin yesterday. We had a wonderful talk.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
About the anti-vaccine movement and how it is so just...
Mike's.
It's an insult.
Daily.
To our...
Podcast.
Ancestors who...
Yeah.
Had to deal with a lot of diseases that we don't have to deal with anymore. But because people are like, there's all kinds of chemicals. And of course there's chemicals in the shot. That's what stops the disease. I'm no doctor, though I play one on TV. And I am Dr. Marcus Welby. And I think that we have to look at ourselves as Americans and say, look, we've got too many good things in this world. I love the people, too, that are anti-vaccinators. They're all rich. They're all well off. They've all got a flow of money coming in that they, so much money they don't know what to do with. So somehow that makes them so, like, they don't understand the desperation of a third world country where you're sick and you need to be vaccinated because everyone around you is dead. Hey, on that uplifting note, a bunch of people walked in. Let's say hi to them at this point. Hi, I'm Mike Matthews.
Hello, Mike Matthews. It's Shelly. It's too hard to get job supervisor. That was an interesting rant.
Did you like it? Now, in however way I put what I just said, just imagine Kevin the way he put it. 18 billion times better. It was hilarious. He's like, don't come to me when your child goes blind. Something to that effect. I was, whoa. And you know what? It's true.
And here's today's podcast picture.
You all can say whoa.
Whoa.
The podcast picture today, and things are running much smoother today. Yes.
Really?
Yes, really. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so, the podcast picture today, I have no idea. Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. This is Floyd the Floor Man.
And this is John Deere the Engineer. I would suggest a picture, perhaps, of you and your lady friend.
No, not yet. We'll do that tomorrow. We can't oversaturate you with the beauty of my lovely lady friend. You have to... Oh, there is a very cute picture of her hugging my dog, though, yesterday. The wonderful Basil the Boxer. I also took Basil to the beer place that Kevin works. Okay, I'll give him a free plug. 21st Amendment. I had their drink called the Hop Scud. Their beer called the Hop Scud. And it was, as promised, hoppy and dry. Imagine like a dry champagne, as if you would eat delicious cheese with said dry champagne. That is the experience of this beer. It was a dry beer. And I liked it. It was a new experience for me. I usually go for the very thick, very dark beers. I come from a long line of Germans who had thick necks named Gunther. And that was a Martin Mull reference. He did a commercial back in the 80s where he made light of Germans. For Martin Mull is German as well. But he had a show called Fernwood Tonight where he hosted a fake talk show with the wonderful and very popular later on in Christopher Guest films, Fred Willard. What happened? Fred Willard was on the show. He was the Ed McMahon to Martin Mull's Johnny Carson. And so, thus beginneth the podcast. Did we start cast yet? Yes. Am I looking for a podcast picture? Yes. Did I find one yet? No. Should I go with the one of Basil trying to get this? Yes! Okay. I'm going to say this is an undisclosed location, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, but Basil still does not like sprinklers. And he went after a sprinkler. This is a couple weeks ago. And dogs will be dogs. Okay. You know what, though? I have to be careful because when his back legs, he's getting the hip dysplasia. And so I'm being very careful. I give him the glucosamine, the chondroitin, and fish oil. And he's also getting a lot of that in his food as well, the Costco brand. And I've kept him on the same dog food forever. And you're supposed to do that because if you change their dog food constantly, their insides get even more messed up. They have very sensitive insides. So even though evolutionarily they were on the streets of the towns eating whatever people dumped out and survived that way, they were they're scavengers at heart, did you know? But you know, they are also our sweet, sweet little companions. And Basil the Boxer loves to bite at the sprinkler heads. You can see that at mikesdailypodcast.com. If you have not become a liker of the Facebook page, please do so. Look up mikesdailypodcast.com on Facebook. You'll find us. Like us. Be us. Sneeze us. And then if you sneeze us, we'll say...
It's on time.
You know, I wonder... Oh, can I do this while I'm doing it on the fly, as it were? So, okay. Trump, I'm not going to look this up. But I am going to... First off, can we just say... Before we get to the whole Trump thing, which we've talked about Trump a lot this week, but I would like to say that Trump does seem to be in awe of Putin, does seem to, you know, have a bromance with him.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful.
Is extremely strong and powerful to Trump. He has this is deep admiration. But the hypocrisy in the Republican Party trying to defend Trump when he goes that way, and he did go that way on Monday, where he was total in bro-ah, during the bro-ah-ah of Putin on Monday, and the Republican Party was just, wait a minute, we hate the Russians, right? What, huh? And their heads all spun around, and the hypocrisy oozed out of everyone's pores. The hypocrisy also, now, since then, and I will say this, Trump has backpedaled, and he has said, look, you know, because apparently, and this is a fact now, Trump was given, before his inauguration, this is an absolute fact, he was given the information that showed that Putin was directly related to the meddling in our elections. Directly related. And there are emails and texts from the Russian military that support this, and he was given that, well, this is not a good word to use, dossier, or that file about that. And so he knows about that. So anytime he defends and says, well, maybe the Russians didn't do it, he's going against what all the data has told him. So that's what, at any rate, he has in the past very few days backpedaled and said, look, I agree that the Russians did meddle in our elections. And then there was something at a press conference yesterday where someone asked him. Now, I'm not going to play the audio to this because it is all jumbled up, because you can't really hear what the reporter's asking, because all you hear is the woman. I don't know who she is, but she's the one that goes, press, we ask you to leave now. Press, make your way out. Make your way out. She's saying this super loud, so you can't really hear the question being asked. And Trump says no to this question that seems to be, do you still think that the Russians meddled in the election? He says no, and then that caused a whole storm with the press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she doesn't like the Huckabee anymore. Chuck the Huckabee. So she says, look, that was, no, he was being misquoted. There was bedlam going on at that press conference. And, you know, the White House is saying, so I think this is my little gripe with this, is that the media does get a little too into the weeds about this. And I know it's a very serious subject, but okay, for the moment, Trump has said, and he said it on the CBS interview, that he believes that Russia did meddle and that Putin is responsible. So for the moment, we should leave it at that. Now, if he actually comes out at some stupid rally and says, no, you know what? I think Putin is powerful.
President Putin was extremely strong and powerful.
And, you know, he didn't do anything. Now, if he says that verbatim, then the press can jump on him again. But right now, it seems like it's picking hairs, which you can't do on the top of my head. My chest, that's a whole other situation. It's
awesome.
But, okay, so Trump has a couple situations going on that have popped up that are very Bill Clinton-esque. He did some, let's say, extramarital affairs. That's one way to put it. And there's some, you know, some theories to believe this, okay? Where does Louis Gohmert get off on saying this to that struck guy the other day?
How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman,
what about, I don't know, Louis Gohmert is just this scary looking dude who just, I don't, he's trying to be Trey Gowdy, and Trey Gowdy is like an investigative he doesn't take bunk from either side. He's gone after Republicans. Louis Gohmert is just, he's a Gohmert. The Gohmert pile. And that's my pile on Gohmert. So, Louis Gohmert did get, look that up on YouTube, that whole exchange during that hearing. And everybody's trying to shut up Louis Gohmert, and he keeps going. And then Strzok tries to respond. And then Louis Gohmert said, I didn't ask you a question. You need to shut up, basically, is what he says. So, back to interesting things. That's what today's topic is. Interesting things. No. Well, okay. Tuesday was an interesting day. That was, what, the 17th? And I was listening to this podcast. It's actually a show that runs... Okay. So, it's a show that is airing on one of the radio stations I work for. And I'm going to see... I'm going to try one more time to see if I can find Ike. Ike, who called in right after the Putin-Trump press conference in Helsinki on Monday.
There was no meddling in the election.
No, I don't recall that. I recall that so confronting Putin, couldn't he have just said, look, I'm not going to ask you.
Here's Ike.
In no uncertain terms, I honestly believe that Trump knows it. And, you know, what are you going to do, call the guy out on it? So we just implement these things and let's go on and get some other things accomplished.
All right, one more time.
Back to the server.
Oh, here we go.
And you keep going back to the dossier. Let's get something straight. The dossier was started by the Washington Beacon. It's a right-wing publication in D.C. They're the ones who originally, them and Marco Rubio were involved in starting that.
So Ike is, what he's saying is that the whole dossier thing that Republicans hate to, they think it's fake. Mr. Ike, I don't know where he's from. I didn't catch that part. But he's saying, look, that came from a right-wing publication. That's a conservative. It came from the conservative world, the dossier. So why Republicans spinning their heads to go, no, wait, that's a Democrat thing. Wait, what? Huh? Who are we?
Before Trump became president, another big part of this investigation has to do with Papadopoulos getting drunk and running his mouth to an Australian diplomat about how they had dirt on Hillary Clinton, and he mentioned the Russians and a whole bunch of other information. And then when it hit the fan, the Australians stepped forward and gave our intelligence community the intelligence about it. Look, you want to condemn our intelligence agencies? I can guarantee you people out there, you're being two-faced hypocrites, because I promise you, if this were a Democrat or if this were Obama, you boys would be looking to hang him, and literally hang him, because you guys hung him in effigy. It's disgusting. You need to decide whose side you're on, whether it's America or whether it's Russia, because I'm telling you, it's come time to choose now. It's over with. This man's a traitor.
Thank you, Ike. We are...
Wow. So when I heard that, I was, yep, that's what's bugging me about this. As we go outside a cafe anyway, we're reviewing Mike's Daily Podcast somewhere in Podcaster Valley. Is the Republicans that are so anti-Russia, yet they have to support Trump, who seems to love Russia. But there we go. What do you think about that, Trump?
Wrong.
Oh. Well, I'm looking at the news today, and I've already gone so political today. There's these headlines, a bad oyster kills a man. Well, bad oysters do that. Gotta be careful with oysters. A shark attacked and injures two. I don't like any shark attack stories because just before 9/11, there was a bunch of shark attack stories. And I have this weird thing about that. And then there was a California tent that collapsed. And then there was Mark Zuckerberg made some kind of Holocaust remark, okay? Nothing that I really want to go into because I'm basically out of time. And so Trump has apologized. He's tweeted. He's gone on CBS News. What else can he do? Do you think he's going to fall back like he did with so many other things, like banning guns from school, banning certain type of guns, and then he changed his mind? We'll see what happens there. But I did have to say that this has been a wonderful show today, I think. Did you like it? No? Okay. Well, next show, it will be the... Did we even say hi to... I don't even think we said...
Yeah, Mike, we said hi.
Yes, Mike, we said hi. It's John Deere, the engineer, and that was Floyd the Floorman.
Excellent. Then we can wrap up the show. Everything's been done. Next show, it's going to be Benita, the disgruntled fiddle player, and the brewmaster. Thanks for listening.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.